Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this is from a gentleman who is feeling a little bit guilty about liking him some dark girls. I'm gonna read you the question. Hi, Crystalline. I'm a big fan of yours and I really enjoy watching your videos, partly because you're so attractive. I'm a white guy who has never had a girlfriend, but I would love to have an interracial relationship with a black girl. Going through high school, I never really thought all that much about dating interracially, even though I'd be okay with dating a black girl. I was more attracted to white girls. However, at the end of my junior year of high school, I suddenly realized that I got more excited about the thought of dating a black girl than when I thought about dating a white girl. Now, I really want to date black girls, but here's one thing. I only want to date dark-skinned black girls. And when I say dark, I mean really dark. I guess when I see a light-skinned black girl, I'm not as attracted to them because they're so close to white skin, and I don't want a white girl nor a black girl that has the appearance of a white girl because they're so light. I'm not racist against any ethnicity. This is just what I prefer. Is it wrong that I have this preference? Would white girls or light-skinned girls be offended? What I'm worried about is that I'll find the perfect girl, but she'll either be white or will be light-skinned, which isn't what I want. I'm really attracted to the color differences of my white skin and her dark skin. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to like that? Now, I know that there's more to it than just outside beauty, but I get more turned on when I see a dark-skinned black girl than any other girl. Also, I am not a fan of big butts and boobs. Where am I going to find a dark-skinned black girl that isn't big and curvy? Again, I'm not racist or trying to discriminate. It's just that it's what I prefer. Are my standards too strict, and should I be more open-minded to other kinds of ethnicities and body types, or should I just stick to my preferences and only seek dark-skinned black girls who aren't curvy? If you could answer my questions, that would be really great. And he signed his name with Mark, and I'm giving his name out because he signs as saying that that is not his real name. Okay, so Mark. Everybody has preferences. I mean, what is that old saying? Gentlemen prefer blondes. I mean, there's men who prefer blondes. There are men who prefer women who are rotund and round. There are men who prefer women who are stick thin. There are men who prefer light skin, blue eyes over brown eyes. It is a preference. And for the most part, I think that it's harmless. I think we all have preferences. For me, my preference is tall, muscular, white guys who are really smart. Like, that is my preference. I look to those type of men first. Now, would that mean that I would shirk the advances of a man who was not of that same ethnicity, or maybe not, you know, over 6 feet? If he's fabulous, absolutely not. I think that for the most part, logic and preference need to have a balance. Now, it just depends on what your end game is. Now, for me, my end game was I wanted a decent guy who I could bear children with and who I knew was going to be a good husband and father, a good provider and protector and producer. And so while his looks were important in that, I wanted to make sure that I was attracted enough to him to want to lay down and do what it takes to have children, it wasn't the be all and end all. So I think that your preference is, it's interesting because it is a topic that we've been discussing on Beyond Black and White. That's the blog that is that accompanies the YouTube channel, beyondblackwhite.com. Where we talk about, I mean, and some light-skinned women are concerned because many of the white men that they see in interracial relationships are with very dark-skinned, thin women. So I think that there is a certain type, and I think that for a certain segment of black men, for a certain segment of white men, the tall, thin, dark-skinned, natural-haired black woman is like manna from heaven. She is the kryptonite. She is the thing that does it for these guys. And that's just it. We all have our preferences. Now, Mark, I would say this. Now, if you're looking for a woman who you want to be the mother of your children, I would say that you need to be a little less superficial, because when it comes down to it, how important is that she's, you know, thin and dark? When it comes to building a life with her, with, you know, raising your children together and seeing things as a team and raising your children together, how important is her skin tone and, how big her boobs and butt are or not? I mean, that's really the question that you have to ask yourself. So if your end game is that you just want arm candy, then, you know, like go with God. But if it ever gets too serious, I would, or if it ever gets to a point where you're looking for, like most humans are looking for someone that they can pair off with and have some sort of compatible relationship where they can build, then I think that if your preferences supersede your logic, then there's a problem. Everybody has a preference. I mean, it is what it is. And there's lots of things that are attributed to those preferences. And, you know, there's enough people in the world that it doesn't really matter, because there's somebody out there for everyone. But I think that when it comes to compatibility and when it comes to finding someone who is right for you, I think that if you are solely preoccupied with the way the person looks, then you're going to miss out on the potential of finding someone who might be good for you, but maybe she's got a big butt. Or maybe she's caramel colored, or maybe she's, you know, got double D's or whatever, you know? I would hate to see you turn down a woman who loves you and who is dedicated on building a life with you because of superficial things. So, I guess it all depends on what you want. Now, I think it all depends on what you want. So if you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at Crystallyn, Christelyn, at beyondblackwhite.com. I'm increasingly amused at the creative questions that I've been getting lately. So keep them coming. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye, toodles.